Have you ever heard of a white man called a cracker before? A cracker? You know, sometimes when people who live out in the country go into town, the people who live in town will make fun of them because of the way they look or the way they talk. What do people in town call country people?
Well, I'll tell you what they call them. There's a lot, if it happened in this country, that. Used to in my days, you made fun of a veteran, boy, you had a fight. Right there. Yeah. All the fights I ever had in my life was big boys running over little.
Have you ever heard people who live in a town called country person say he's no Hoosier?
I guess I'm here to call him everything.
Can you remember any of those names?
Besides, well, what to do, the old mountain guys going to town, the old, maybe the town dudes would call him an old mountain Hoosier.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Yeah, that's an old mountain Hoosier.
You ever heard one call him, say he's an old clodhopper?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing they call him. Say, I lived out there in the country all the time and come downtown, they'd call me an old clodhopper. Ain't paying no attention to that, though.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard one say he's just old country podunk? We're talking about colored people. What would you call a child that's born to a racially mixed couple, one black, one white?
Well, I don't know. I guess they just call him a half-breed.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be four or five half-breeds was raised down in the south.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what state, but south down south, southern state.
Mm-hmm.
That lived here, of course, was born. I mean, they put in a lifetime here. Mm-hmm. They ain't one or two of them living like today. The name was Justice.
Well, what about one that was really a colored person, but he had real light skin?
That's what they call a mulatto, ain't it? You ever see one of them?
I think so.
I've seen them. Man, they look funny. They're copper colored. Plum copper. Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are nearly as white as that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Most times, that's what we call them, and all in my country, we call them woods coals.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard
that.
Yeah, that's what they call them.
Is there any other name for them?
No, well, it might be, but I don't. That's most I've heard.
Would you hear people around here call them bastards?
Yeah, they call them that too.
Ever heard one called a volunteer?
No. Never did hear that.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could though.
Yeah. Well, what about a child that's lost both of his parents? What would you call him?
Orphan.
And what would you call the grown person who's appointed to look after him?
Guardian.
Well, getting back to horses for just a minute, if you're plowing with horses, what do you call those things, you know, that you use to guide them with?
Lines.
Those little lines? Well, what about if you're riding a horse?
Well, that's the reins.
Those are the reins?
Bridle reins.
Uh-huh. And the feet, the things that you put your feet
stirrups.
In? The stirrups. Have you ever heard of, say, if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, was the horse on the left called anything in particular?
Well, I never could get that much straight. They'd call it the off horse, which is the left-hand horse.
Uh-huh.
That's the off horse.
Uh-huh.
Now, and the off steer.